This story started out to be just a little walk in the woods to see what all the fuss was about. Tapping sap from maples seems like a quaint, old-fashioned idea. After all, doesn't syrup come from the grocery store? Well, anyway, Tom Jamison straightened me out about that. Early in the morning, he led the way through the woods until he found one of the maples he wanted to tap.
We are using an old bit and brace to drill a hole about a half inch in diameter and an inch and a half to 2 inches deep. Okay, now I need to just clean that hole a little bit. I'll be ready to drive in a tap. Using a hammer to tap it into place. And already the sap is beginning to run out.
And that's it. Sap started dripping right away into a covered bucket hanging from the tap, or spline. It takes a long time to get enough sap, and you need a lot of sap.
Well, especially with these red maples, you'd need at least 40 gallons to make 1 gallon of syrup. So if you're doing it commercially, absolutely you want to stick with sugar maples or hard maples. For the backyard guy that wants to try it, any maple will work.
You just have to boil down sap from soft maples, like the red maple, for a lot longer because there's more water in the sap. And boiling down 40 gallons to get 1 gallon of syrup takes a while, like a good part of a day or longer. Jamison says for a lot of people, this is a family event. They empty the buckets of sap into a big pan over an open fire and keep it boiling. And a lot of the time, you just sit around listening to a favorite uncle tell stories between nips of a flask that keeps getting passed around. Jamison says it's a good time, and worth the time spent, because real maple syrup is so good. Well, at least some people think it's really good. Jamison admits it's not what some folks expect.
Young people that have been raised on the grocery product, sometimes they don't even like the real thing, because it just tastes different to them. It doesn't have the extra butter in it or whatever it is. It's an acquired taste.
With that in mind, we decided to do a little taste test. We got some waffles, some real maple syrup, then 3 name brand grocery store syrups, and just to throw everyone a curve, some dark corn syrup. Then we got 5 volunteers at the Environment Report headquarters. Now, I'll let you in on a little secret. The real maple syrup was sample number 3.
3 is disgusting. I wouldn't feed it to anyone.
Oh, God.
3 and 4 both have sort of a smoky flavor to them, which makes me think, you know, maybe it was boiled over a wood fire.
I think one is definitely store-bought, but it's really good. If 2 is the maple syrup, I'm really disappointed because it's awful. I hate it.
I chose 3 as the real one, too.
3?
Mm-hmm.
If 3 is the real one.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. But, you know, we're so used to the imitation, and that's maybe why we don't like it, because it is so real in flavor.
And I'm hoping that 2 is the real one.
Number 2 was the corn syrup. 4 of the 5 volunteers did guess that number 3 was the real maple syrup, but none of them liked it much. Tom Jamison says a lot of people wouldn't have anything but real maple syrup, and a lot of people really enjoy going out to see the demonstrations of tapping trees for the sap and to watch the sap boil and boil for hours and hours.
Well, I think it's a tie back to the good old days. And when people can kind of make a connection to back to the way things used to be, there's something comforting about that.
So every year, a lot of folks head out into the woods hauling buckets and drills and splines and take advantage of what they think is one of nature's sweetest gifts. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.